As the mighty Archangel Michael speaks his heart to us, we enfold him in our own heart's love and thank him for eternity for all he has done for this world. Now may we stay so close to him and his power blaze with such invincible victory that he can do everything his heart desires to do through those under this radiation. So that is accomplished. Whatever is necessary is accomplished to help beloved Saint Germain issue the final command for the complete release of the earth from everything that is of human desecration and discord and dishonor to God. Beloved ones of my heart, as we enter in tonight to the use of some of these more magnificent activities of the sacred fire, I wish you to understand that our command to life from the angelic host must produce the fulfillment of your calls in the physical octave. I want you to feel with every atom of your being, your authority, your right, your power to command God's invincible victory to descend to earth and possess and rule and manifest everywhere that which is wrong seems to be. As we move forward, releasing greater power, the dynamic force necessary to hold protection around that which is constructive must necessarily increase. And it is increased and maintained by the angelic host, whose power to use the sacred fire is without limit. And I want you to understand that when you are dealing with criminally insane, vicious forces, you must decide and make up your mind to annihilate them and then never waver for the fraction of a second, but go right on and on and on, because they know whether you have already decided with everything in your being and world on their annihilation. The sinister force knows whether it can make you fear or forget or change your mind or be less determined. It sees that in your feeling world just the same as you see each other. And therefore, in order to conquer any destructive condition, you have to turn back to your presence. Take the hand of your presence, make your decision, this thing which is wrong shall cease in the universe, and never waver an instant until your decree is fulfilled. You drive to your destination, go on your way like the wind, but you've got to make your complete decision first that you will have no thing wrong in your world. And dear heart, I'm telling you, with all the love of my heart, when your decision is final and complete, that very moment will destructive forces take their hands off of you and go elsewhere. They know when you made your final decision never to give up till you lick them. Sounds like I was a fighter tonight, doesn't it? Well, let me tell you something. Thank you, precious hearts. We don't fight anything, we annihilate it. There's a vast difference between being in the physical octave, where the constant surge of right and wrong goes on, or whether you abide in our octave and wield the unconquerable flame from the great central sun. There's a lot of difference. We don't have to battle anybody. We burn them up. And if the human hasn't sense enough to be purified and turned Godward, then it forfeits its right to existence. So there's no battle from our standpoint. There's none from beloved Saint Germain's. I'll guarantee you that. When he has seen many times around the student body devilish forces that were trying to make you fail, and all he has done is to sweep in once like that, and the thing's gone. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. I will not hold you long tonight. I merely want to come and charge into you this fierce, relentless determination that that which desecrates and dishonors God shall cease existence in this universe. That's the decision I want you to make, and never yield an instant. And once from the inner standpoint, you ever see that beloved Saint Germain in action, you will know you have a mighty friend of eternity that can never fail. Thank you, precious ones. He once told this messenger, he said, we never fail because we never give up. And the sinister force has to because we are immortal and it is not. So our victory has to be accepted and manifested and has to control. And so it is with you. When you take your stand and acknowledge anything and everything that dishonors God shall be commanded out of this universe, my dear ones, when you defend the great God presence of life and the perfection which it is and the perfection from the ascended master's octave, with your fierce determined stand, then every being of the sacred fire will become a defender of you. You know, they've drawn some very peculiar pictures of me. It's almost been a contest between myself and mighty Hercules. Mankind's human concepts have been very peculiar. And if they really saw all I did and do, they might draw some other pictures. We have some pictures of our own. While we're on that subject, let us make the call or the demand upon the cosmic law of the spiral blue flame from the great central sun, as you decreed tonight, for the complete and unconditional removal of every destructive picture in outer manifestation and in the minds and feelings of mankind. And I tell you, my dear ones, it will bring the most wonderful relief to you and to all as you demand the cosmic law's annihilation of every destructive picture in this world, whether it be in outer manifestation or whether it be in the inner activities of the mental and feeling world of the people. If you will do this, you will destroy the focus into which the sinister force gathers its energy to shatter or misuse that which is constructive. You call for the cosmic law's annihilation of every destructive picture in existence in this nation and the world. And you will take the props out of much of the sinister forces' activity. If I were you, I'd keep up your demand also for the cosmic law's annihilation of every destructive sound on the earth. People have no concept of how the law of life acts, how it accumulates, and how it gathers into power by these little things that are wrong, that just saturate the atmosphere of Earth till they condense to the point where great evil is the result. Now, if you will begin on these things, it will clear your own world first. And then as that momentum gathers, you'll find things in the outer world yielding to you much more quickly because they will have lost their focus of power as you take away the destructive pictures that have been the anchorage of their evil. So, my dear ones, your opportunity is unlimited to gain your mastery by practicing on the world. After all, you can use everything in the experience life as a stepping stone to your mastery by your conscious command that the cosmic law compel it to yield you your eternal God victory. Now, don't give up that phrase. No matter what's in the outer world, look it square in the face and then say, my beloved mighty I Am presence and the beings in the great central sun force you to yield me my invincible God victory. And my dear ones, you'll be victorious over everything. It's time you were. Thank you. Now, when you reach your hand out, so to speak, by your command, and draw the power of the cosmic law into action to force everything to be purified and returned to the possession of God, you have entered in to the powerhouse of God's universe. You have entered the legions of God's victory. And automatically, you are one with us, for we serve to the same end. So I want you to feel the encouragement that will come like a flood to you all as you use your own God authority, your own God command, your own God power, of your mighty I Am presence from the great central sun. You might often say, my mighty I Am great central sun presence. That makes you recognize that your mighty I Am presence is the great central sun presence. It is one with that of the universe. Now when you say, my mighty I Am presence, give me the power in action here to force everything purified and return to your possession to fulfill your divine plan. When you say to your I Am presence, give me the great central sun power to compel the purification that returns everything to God, since that is the fulfillment of your mighty I Am presence, own divine plan, how could it fail to fulfill your call? Now, I want you to feel this. No matter what appears in the outer world, if it is less than the perfection of God, and the awareness of it is brought to your attention, then the cosmic law expects you to call the cosmic law into action, to force its purification and force it returned to the mighty I Am presence to fulfill the divine plan. Then you're constantly raising everything you contact into the perfection of your presence to fulfill its own divine plan. And its own divine plan is to produce ascended master perfection here by conscious command. Now then, as you call the various activities of the angelic host to your assistance, I wish you to understand there are the angels of the sort of blue flame, there are angels of every colored flame, there are angels of protection, there are angels for practically every service to life that is constructive. There are limitless groups and limitless legions of these great precious beings of the sacred fire of God's love who can come like a breath into a condition and spreading the sacred fire of their love over it, silence the human and forbid it to exist longer. The angels of purity have such power, my dear ones, to compel purification as would stagger the imagination of mankind. And so, since these are your friends, and since we have long awaited the cycle wherein the angelic host could come into closer association with mankind, I say to you, that hour is here, and you must, by conscious command, be aware of their presence, call their assistance into outer physical conditions, and help us reveal to all mankind our reality, authority, and power of the sacred fire. A great many people think we do not exist, or that we're just somebody's fancy imagination. And one day, every human being who doubts our existence will have to face us and feel the flame that takes that doubt out of them forever. The human stubborn defiance of the perfection of God is a most peculiar thing. And don't worry, there will be plenty of manifestations that will prove our presence and our power of mastery over physical conditions. You must realize, beloved ones, that when people begin to defy the great God presence of life and its law of perfection, the hour comes when that defiance is bound and forced to acknowledge we are its master. It's the only way you can break the stubbornness of human desire and human selfishness and human creation. So if sometimes a problem seems difficult or resistant, just remember, the more effort it takes to consume it, the more mastery you have when you're through. So you shouldn't be too much disturbed whether the problem is great or small. If you conquer a great problem, you have great strength as a result. If you conquer just a little problem, well, you only have a little strength. So if you're to grow strong fast, perhaps your enormous problems now will make you very enormously powerful in the future. And that's what we're here to help you attain. My dear ones, When the cosmic law and these beings of God, these God beings of the universe, and the cosmic law of its control have offered themselves to you to accomplish this which needs to be done, then truly you are blessed beyond any people on earth. Because you have conscious awareness of the help that is at hand and the privilege that is yours to use powers the rest of mankind know not of. So there's nothing to be disturbed about, nothing to be discouraged about. Every time you have an opportunity to use these greater powers of life's command, your own power grows greater to control destructive conditions and forbid them existence anywhere. You take your stand that wherever you abide, the angelic host come with you and issue the command that no longer shall anything contact you that dishonors God. You take your stand for the honor of God. You take your stand of cosmic authority over that which is dishonor. And see whether the angelic host will be there to assist you. We live but to honor the glorious source of our being, which is the great central sun. And everything that is of discord in this world is dishonor to God and desecration of God's gifts. And so wherever you abide, the mastery of life, by your conscious command, can take its dominion in the physical world and establish a permanent control over conditions so that never again can the human be allowed to create its discord and distress. You demand or call forth by your love whatever legions of the angelic host you require and send them always the flame of love from your heart. Because it is the flame of love in your heart that draws you to their attention, and then through your desire and attention, you draw their assistance back to you in physical conditions. They are always obedient to the slightest wave of love to them. They will come back to you with such love from our octave as shall lift you unto the heights and enable you to go forward above everything that is of human turmoil. They will lift you above it if you will keep aware of their presence. You have heard the messenger sometimes speak of the angel of the presence. Well, if you understood what that guardian being is, for each life stream, you would never forget it for one day, never. You would never forget it for an hour. Because if you remember it, you hold the picture of its presence in your mind. And if you have the picture of its presence, then you are connected with its power and its love and its assistance to you. For your recognition of the presence of that angel will automatically allow its love to flow through you and give you the gifts that you desire. When you begin to call the angel of the presence, whether it be your own presence, or the presence of the great central sun, or the presence of any particular flame, when you begin to recognize the angel of the presence and ask it to enfold you in its heart's flame, you will feel the power and the peace so wonderfully that you will never, never, never forget it again. Never. You go forward and you use that phrase, my beloved angel of the presence, let me abide within your heart and close out everything that is not your victory or perfection here. And then rest within that. My dear ones, I just commend you to the greatest happiness and the most wonderful experience you could ever desire. Only by the practice of it, of the acceptance of its presence, can your outer self become aware how wonderful is its love and how it can fill you with the power to go forward and produce the perfection you desire. Just know that the angel of the presence has stood with you ever since you came into this physical embodiment. If you do not accept it or recognize its existence, it withdraws to some distance above the body. If you do accept it, live with it, acknowledge it, love it, it'll give you more and more of its power into the world around you, and you will realize that by your love to the angel of the presence, you may live in the world of the angelic host, and you move in a heaven of your own. This is what the angelic host offer to mankind. And many times, in the use of the sword of blue flame, we have to cut our way through human creation in order to clear the way so the consciousness of the people can feel the angelic host and begin to desire their presence with them. But to you who understand the law and know that there must come more association consciously between mankind and the angelic host, then in your acceptance and association and recognition of the angel of the presence, there will come such illumination and such gifts into your outer use as shall delight you greatly and make you realize you can build your heaven on this earth to abide with you until you come into our octave forever. I want you to feel tonight the love from the angelic host that brings you always the fulfillment of your every heart's desire. Then your beloved I Am presence can release its greater powers into your outer use, and you have the mastery that you have longed to attain, and which now you may draw forth and use for the freedom of your fellow man and the protection of the land of the heart of the world. My dear ones, you make the call that forbids the human to live, and you demand the angel of the presence stand around you and bring into physical conditions that which fulfills the will and the eternal divine desires of your mighty I Am presence and the ascended host. And as you accept this, you will not have to struggle so much in the outer world to gain the things that you need to express greater perfection. For your very love to the angel of the presence and your very determination to fulfill the divine plan of your mighty I Am presence will draw to you the things that will make your accomplishment victorious, easy, joyous, and invincible. So may the fullness of the heart flame of love from the angelic host clothe each of you tonight with the greater power that takes you forward to victory without limit. And may the angel of the presence be the guardian of the manifestations that you want to bring into this world to produce perfection, to bless your fellow man, and lead all into the victory of the ascension. And now, my dear ones, I hope you're awake, because I'm going to tell you something that you better remember. There are the ascension angels. And if you want your ascension, I would, if I were you, make close friends with the ascension angels. That is what I came to give you tonight, even if I had to get dynamic beforehand to cut the way. Thank you, precious ones. So now may you contemplate these beings who await the hour and opportunity to raise you into our octave in the great loving, original, divine way that the cosmic law intended and your mighty I Am presence desired. So as you go forward, live in constant communion with the angel of the presence and the ascension angels. Send them your love and ask their assistance and protection to you in the final accomplishment of the divine way of eternity, of coming from your world into ours. So I commend you to the joy which that will always bring, and the magnificent love and power from the hearts of those beings who give and give and give from sheer joy alone. May you enter in and realize the fullness of that assistance which awaits you to your final victory. May my legion ever attend you, and forever, forever, and forever stand your guard and bring you the victory of their love on to your ascension. Thank you and good night. Beloved Archangel Michael and all the angelic hosts, thank you for your love, and may ours return to you and hold us so close in your invincible perfection of life. Wherever we abide, it automatically frees all we contact. For the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all under this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible love and miracles and victories from the ascended host that wherever we abide, mankind turn Godward and forever are raised into their freedom. May the angel of the presence accompany us, each one, and release its greater power every moment till we stand ascended and free. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with the love of your own heart's flame, and be our guardian angel until our ascension is complete. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory. And thank you, beloved Archangel Michael, and all of the angelic host, whose love to us has protected us and brought us this far in the light. Now may we return that love to the universe and live in such close communion with the angelic host that their service to the earth is brought to the attention of mankind, and all are compelled to understand the love that has blessed them through the ages. Now to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumars, the seven mighty Johns, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for your presence with us. Clothe us in your own heart's flame. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame within to expand and meet the flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world and keeping us free, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress the love from the angelic host, command and compel everything on this earth to be purified and returned to God to fulfill the divine plan under the ascension of all. We thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and the great Archangel Michael and all the angelic host, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and so charge forth the full power from the angelic hosts to enfold the earth, that it becomes the command to the world to cease its human creation forever. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of great divine plan. We send our love to the angelic host tonight as never before. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers, convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all the assistance from the angel of the presence and the entire angelic host to those under this radiation until that hour when the ascension angels, opening the door, draw us through consciously without passing through the change called death.